RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there. For our second episode of Season 3, we are chatting with Sean Connolly of the exciting Irish band The Clockworks, whose debut album Exit Strategy is a tightly woven collection of atmospheric indie rock tunes that will find a much wider audience as more and more fans get on board. Sean is, though, not joining our club, stating quite succinctly that the penultimate song on a record is easily the best. So I am 1-0 down and only 1 week into the season. Let's hear what Sean had to say.
Hi, this is Sean from The Clockworks, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Thank you very much, Sean. So the last part of the thing, I'll let you get on with your day, is that I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on any album is the album's best or at least most important track. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree, and if so, why so, and also to talk a little bit about track listing. So, Sean, from The Clockworks, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
I think it's not. I have to jump straight in and say it's not, because I believe that an album's second last song is the most important. And the reason I believe that is because the second last song on our album is my favorite. And I think, yeah, the penultimate episode to any TV series or the penultimate song on any album tends to bookmark the end of the album or the real series or the real album. And then you've got the nice, almost more of an outro of the last episode or the last track. So yeah, I think second last is the most important for me.
How important then is track listing in general, and does it cause a bit of a problem? You just said that the second to last track is your favourite, but is that relative to all of the band members?
I think in this album, I think it's actually been quite easy because James's lyrical narrative sort of dictated the track listing, so we were more than happy with that. You know, there's a through line, there's a story in the album, and if you mix the songs around, it mightn't work as well. I'm not going to say it wouldn't work, because he's written it in such a way that you could have probably interpreted a few different ways. But yeah, play it backwards and you'll get a different story.
Not satanic messages, one would hope.
Well, you'll have to listen and see.
Just mentioned then about the way that lyrics interweave the narrative. Do you find that you listen out for that when you're listening to other albums? Do you listen to albums from start to finish, or are you more of the generation that are listening to individual songs these days?
It depends on the artist. I think some artists, I only like their songs because I don't feel that they put much of a focus on an album, and you can kind of tell when an artist focuses on track listing and, you know, narrative and lyrics. Kendrick Lamar, for example, I'll always listen to his stuff start to finish, as if I'm putting a record on, or actually put the record on. Yeah, I think it depends, artist by artist. I hope that we're one of the ones that you listen to from start to finish, because that's the way we intended it. But also, I hope it works for those who don't listen to records.